fourth word is found in the Gospel according to Matthew. I'll be reading from the 27th chapter, beginning at verse 45. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah." At once, one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last. The word of the Lord. Throughout the Gospels, we often see an image of Jesus always being surrounded by people. People seeking help, people listening and learning from him, people wondering, who is he? People finding fault with him, people eating and being entertained with him, people following him. However, there is another image that is painted of Jesus. Sometimes it's missed or quickly passed over, but I think it is fundamental to who he is and the ministry that he had here among us. It is the image of Jesus taking time to be still and commune with God. In the midst of his demanding life, he often found those quiet places and stole those solitary moments simply to pray. When I taught fourth and fifth grade Sunday school children, sooner or later, one of them would always find a way to ask me, why was Jesus praying? In their mind, they figured, since he was God, is he talking to himself? My answer always came in the form of a story. My mom and I, we talk all of the time, even though she is in Florida and I am here in New Jersey. We talk all the time. We're on the phone, and she can call me anytime and often does. And so I might be here at the church and she'll call and we'll talk and people are coming and things are happening and there's projects going on, but we're talking together. Then I might be at the mall and the phone rings and we're talking as I'm walking through the mall or in the grocery store or running errands. But there is nothing like talking to my mom in the early morning hours, when everyone is asleep and it is just the two of us. The intimacy, the camaraderie, the wisdom shared and received, the stories told, the love in simply being together. Well, they're like none of those other moments that we share. Jesus stealing away to commune in prayer with God, whom he called Father, was an act of intimacy, an act of camaraderie, an act of love, an act of listening and sharing, an act of simply being. But now, hanging from the cross, Jesus is surrounded by people yet again. He hears the wailing and the sobs of the few faithful, But they are being drowned out by the mocking and the hurled insults of the majority who have condemned him to this nation's capital punishment. He has chosen to drink this cup of suffering. He has chosen to do so. He has freely submitted to this act of shame. No one took his freedom from him. He gave it up freely. His long-awaited hour has come as he hangs on the cross, and there is no place else for him to go. There is no place else that he needs to be. And yet, in times like these, how we yearn to be in the presence of God, to be comforted, to be loved, to be at peace. And so Jesus prays. It's not a stiff upper lip time of prayer full of bravado. It's not the type of prayer of false optimism and positive thinking. No, in what was probably the lowest moment of his earthly existence, Jesus cries out in prayer, expressing his pain and his suffering. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? I appreciate these words spoken by Jesus on the cross, because lament isn't something that we talk about much in the church. We don't have sermon series on lament. We don't have discipleship discussion groups gathered to learn about the spiritual dimension of lament. And yet, if ever there was a time to understand and to express lament, the time is now. Maybe we resist or avoid lamenting because in our American cultural context, there is a sense of triumphalism. And it makes lament seem faithless. I grew up in a church grounded in the beliefs that we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. For we walk by faith and not by sight, and we do not give up. Instead, we press on and run this race with perseverance. Therefore, when tough times came, what was required was that we prayed more, we believed stronger, we worked harder, we trusted with all of our strength and might. Lamenting was not even a part of our vocabulary. It seemed defeatist in nature and was portrayed as only being on the lips of those without faith. Yet here is Jesus lamenting with words of anguish and pain on the cross, feeling abandoned and alone. Maybe God seems silent or absent in that moment. Suffering for an extended period of time can lead to prayers asking why. Why aren't you helping me? Why are you so silent? Why have you abandoned me? However, this lament from the lips of Jesus is anchored in the words, "My God." Even in his suffering, Jesus did not let go of God, his God. The same God that he stole time away from and from the crowds in order to commune alone with God. The same God whom he called Father and who called him Son. The same God whom Jesus said were one. The same God who Jesus remained obedient to, even unto the cross. The same God who at Jesus' last breath would tear the curtains of the temple apart to get to. The same God who on the third day would raise him from the dead. "My God, my God," said Jesus. He showed us how suffering and faith can hold together. Our anguished cries to God are not faithless. Instead, we cry out because we believe and are reminded that our worth is not because we are capable, but because we belong to God. We can lament because we know that even in the midst of storms, even when we feel betrayed or abandoned, even when we can't make sense of what is going on around us or what is happening within us, there is still hope. Because God is still in control. God is still present. God has still got us. My brothers and sisters, it is okay to lament. Those are real feelings. God has got us in the midst of it. Know that and be at peace. Amen.